This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Hey, champion boxer Mike Tyson is bringing his Return of the Mike show to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood this December. Stories and more from Iron Mike, and we got your chance to win tickets. Just keep on listening to our show for details on how you can win. Can't wait to win. Buy your tickets.
Are you guys going?
For purchase at Casino. When is it? December
15th?
15th? Maybe. I wouldn't mind going. Would you want to hear stories and more from Iron Mike? I think I would. We did enjoy our stories when he was talking about his birds. Loves his birds. Tickets are available.
Really? Can't bring Jay Fig around him.
That's true. Tickets available for purchase at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. Get to a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, which is brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Get to that holiday season. Went to the mall this week. They're starting to set up the snow globe up there, the Wellington Mall.
Already?
Yep. They got a bum-ass Santa, though. A real hack.
Oh, God. I love this.
What?
I'm going at it on Twitter.
Oh. Same guy?
Same guy. Like, they just think they're telling me, go watch the tape.
Watch the
Shador.
Tape.
I said, I've watched it in 30 teams. 32 teams have watched it. And he went in the fifth round. And why is that? Because they have questions about his timely throws.
And maybe, and perhaps for Sass.
I don't care. See, like, I'm an adult. Contrary to popular, I don't care what people say. I don't care what people think. I want guys on my team that can play. Okay, you can only have a couple of try-hard guys on your team. You need talent.
I understand, but if you had questions of the talent and then on top of it there was Sass.
But we talk about talent first, right? And that's what it is. And I'm not like – and guess what? I'm also the first one to say if he can't play his rookie year, it's not the end of the world.
It's not.
As long as he puts in the work.
This is from ESPN on the Dolphins trade deadline. It says, what are the most interesting nuggets you've heard on players who didn't get moved? And this is from Dan Graziano. He says, I heard that the Dolphins got a lot of calls on wide receiver Jalen Waddle, along with many of their other players, but Miami told teams it would take a first-round pick to get Waddle, which nobody was willing to give up. Jeremy Fowler says, Waddle's situation was compelling. I was told that the Broncos were among the teams that explored a deal for him as an elite wideout at age 26 with a reasonable contract that was enticing. The Steelers and Giants and others either had interest or would have had interest if not for the steep price tag, which, depending on what team you ask, fluctuated between a first-round pick or a one-plus first-rounder plus more. Some teams had a tough time getting a read on Miami's intentions at the deadline, which is understandable 4 days removed from general manager Chris Greer getting fired.
Yeah, I think, like, when you say everybody is available and then teams start calling and kind of call your bluff.
Right.
And then you
see what that really means.
You kind of saying, I really don't want to get rid of him. Right. And that's kind of what they were saying. Like, yeah, it said everybody was available. But think about it. The bigger issue with this team is you have a 53-man roster and only two guys got a look, right, that were appealing to other
Phillips
teams.
And Waddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That in itself is a problem. When you look at the Jets, just as bad as the Dolphins, and they ended up with three first-round picks and a second-round pick.
I saw somebody call on Zach Sealer, too, but they wanted, like, a day-two pick for him.
Yeah. Which, okay, like, again, that kind of makes my point. You understand what I'm saying? My point is being made that you're trying to win games with nobody on your team that's appealing to any other team in the NFL.
Not what you're asking for. Like, there is a – I understand there is a fine line of, like, you don't just give up guys. If somebody knocks your socks off, you make a move for
– Sure, so you listen. But, like, yeah, we have an interest. Like, dude, come on. Only two guys? You see what I'm saying? Like, that in itself is that not in itself a fireable offense?
Schmuthen says, who called on Zach Sealer? Brandsmart? I don't think he has to work at a Brandsmart anymore.
Timu.
He is set. I'm telling you, though, it is interesting when they're like, oh, we don't know what direction they're going. Neither do we. I'm kind of confused, too. Like, I genuinely am like, do I think this ends with the Dolphins cleaning house, or does this end with them bridging and doing another thing where they're going to try and make McDaniel work? I think that's the thing that everybody's a little confused by. Is like, okay,
yeah,
we knew Stephen Ross, you know, in the words of Vlad, streets needed a body. So we knew he finally got to the point where he's like, all right.
Which had to be pretty damn hard, right?
Right. It finally got to the point where he's like, all right, I'm parting ways with Chris Greer. But he's keeping McDaniel. And now he's got this guy, Champ Kelly, here. And it's like, all right. Is this the regime he's going to go with? Or do you think he's truly going to get to a point? Like, do the next 6 games matter? Whatever they have, 7 games left. Do they matter anymore?
I don't think
in
so.
What's left?
Because
or is he? Is there something that these guys? Because you already didn't make any trades. So, like, what can happen that will either show you can do the job or not do the job? Or is he going to say, "Oh no, these are the guys I believe in. We're going to go clean slate into the next season." And who's going to believe in that? Who's going to believe that these guys can take you into any kind of successful era of football?
I would say start with this. Nobody on your team was appealing except for a couple of guys. So if we start there, we realize we have to get more talent. How do we do that? Okay. How do we get more talent? However, the next person that comes in decides to do that, then you look at the head coach and you say, okay, who else can we get? Now, everybody's going to throw names out there, okay? But you got to be able to say, okay, how long should it take? Are we going to be patient with it? And there's a lot of conversations that need to be had simply because that where the team is right now, is it that appealing of a job?
No.
Right. So who are you going to find except another Mike McDaniel to come in and everybody says, oh, somebody different. Yeah, but guess what? If you change coaches, and this is not for or against Mike McDaniel, but I'm saying if you change coaches, you do realize the coach that comes in will not be the coach when this project is done, when the turnaround is done.
Maybe.
No, it won't be.
Steichen?
It won't be.
Steichen, but it might have looked like he was heading towards hard times in
Indianapolis.
Yeah,
but they were decent. Oh, in Indianapolis?
They weren't decent.
Well,
dude.
Because somebody came to the conclusion that as long as we have this quarterback, he ain't got a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. We all saw it.
Yeah, he stunk.
Right? That's probably one of the reasons why they haven't gotten off from Kevin Stefanski. He's had 13 quarterbacks since
he's
been.
Well, this is the thing that I wonder, though. Like, all right, we knew Chris Greer was awful. Duh. I mean, we all came to the conclusion, loves injured players, doesn't seem to be very good at evaluating. I don't really know what Champ Kelly's resume is to be prepared for doing this, you know, and coming in here. But, like, if he's the guy, you know, with his past of evaluations and all that type of stuff, but is it him and Mike McDaniel? Because Mike McDaniel's philosophy still appears to be, like, speed on the outside. It's still how he likes to run things.
That's
so
not how football team is.
Is anything going to get fixed if Mike McDaniel's the coach and he has influence on the front
office?
I'll
tell you what's going to get fixed. His job status. If you're looking around the league right now and you're a GM or a coach, and my head coach comes upstairs with the way you see how these teams were built for success, and he says, I want to build it the other way. Yeah.
But that is how he
likes to build it. We are mutually designed. He got to change or not have a job. Simple as that. Look around the league. I'm not making this up. I don't have nothing against Mike McDaniel.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Look at how football teams have been built. Successful football teams. You're going to go upstairs and say, I want to do it differently based on what?
But I think the thing that worries me is when Stephen Ross does this stuff, it always is leaving a little remnants of something previous.
He didn't wipe all the way?
Yeah. No, he didn't. That's why you clean house.
Whitewash.
What? And so
he need a bidet.
Yeah, dude, you need a bidet. You need some pressure, and it's like you leave Mike McDaniel because here's the thing with Chris Greer: one, not a great evaluator; two, loved injured players. But also, what was he known for? Being collaborative, always giving coaches what he wants, right? And so it's hard not to feel like there's some McDaniel influence on this team. And so now, I don't know, Leroy. It kind of feels like to me, if he does stick around, he's gonna have more influence. And I don't know if his philosophical means of building a football team are going to be conducive to getting this team to be physical and change those things because that's not exactly how he calls games.
Here's what I would say. And I would say this, that football players inherently are physical, right? And to say, I don't know if you can coach a guy to be physical, football is a physical sport. So yes, you can. Now, is everybody going to be as physical as the next guy? No. But football in itself is a physical sport.
Yeah,
the only thing you can do is run offense or defense that's not physical.
Yeah, but he doesn't seem to love the trenches. He seems to live in razzle dazzle.
That's okay. Then guess what? Razzle dazzle, leaving Florida International Airport at 3 o'clock, razzle dazzle on the way to some island somewhere. Like, that's fine. That's fine. Listen, I have absolutely no patience for a coach that doesn't adjust to either what his team needs, what his players can do, or during the course of a game. I'm not. So if he still wants to try to put this square through a circle, right? A square peg through a round hole.
I gotcha.
Right.
I caught up.
Then go ahead, but not on my watch.
Why'd you get mad at me?
Not on my watch. Like, really? Look around the league, man. This league has always been cyclical. When people start getting big backs, everybody wanted a big back. People start getting little scat backs, everybody wanted a little scat back, right? Now you see the teams that have over the years, the last few years, contended for championships, have either had a dominant offensive line or a dominant defensive line. So you bring in a coach, and he says, yeah, I'm going to do it another way. If it doesn't work, he either need to adapt or get out. Simple as that.
No, I get you, but I wonder about, like, does he have the guardrails to change? Like,
if he doesn't, he won't have a job.
Who's going to tell him, though?
What do you mean who's going to tell him?
I'm telling you, who's telling
him? You don't think nobody's going to tell him?
Who's telling him that? Like, if you've been here, you have the extension. Mike McDaniel, you survived all this. Your fall guy was Chris Greer. Uh-huh. You have a GM who's been here for 3 seconds who's never had the job before. Who are the guys who are going to make him change? I don't know.
When you have that conversation with the GM, right?
And new guy?
New guy, yeah. New guy's picking talent. So when you get to that point and you have a conversation, hey, this is how what I'm trying to do. This is what I want to do. Now, here's the crazy thing. I've told you this over and over again. All the places that Mike McDaniel have coached have been a physical football teams. I don't know what the hell happened when he got here.
Yeah, but this is his brainchild. This is how he likes to coach.
Okay,
teams.
Football's still football.
Yeah, but he's got a different means of football. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Take it somewhere else.
But Leroy, how nuts have you been drawn by the way he calls games?
Terrible.
Okay. So I'm of the fear this guy has just been put in a position to have more say in this team, not less.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's a good thing.
Okay. No, it's not. Not if you're gonna do it that way. I mean, listen, you don't need to be Stephen Ross business guy to look at this situation and go, hey, look, all the teams that played in the Super Bowl and won a Super Bowl the last 5 years do it this way. And why are you doing it this way? Why are you? Like, because it doesn't seem like that's a good business model. Right? Well, can you explain? Well, I believe that was a good question. Thank you. We have mutually parted ways.
Well, look.
That's it. That's how that conversation will go. It'll happen right after the season.
I hope so.
Whoever the GM is going to have that conversation. And if at any point in time he's not ready, how many playoff wins do you have? How many? Right. You're going to tell me?
I held up a zero, by the way, for radio.
Right. You're going to tell? No. No. And the thing about good football coaches is they're always open to adjusting to win. That's it. That's factual.
We'll take a break. More to come. Little Goosies. No Goosies is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.